Turning now to Africa, where Zimbabwe's finance minister, Tendai Biti, confirmed today the country was receiving $400 million US in credit lines from African states to revive its ailing industries. Britain has also announced a $21 million aid package to help the Zimbabwean economy. Gunther Zimmermacher, the editor of South Africa's Catholic weekly, The Southern Cross, told us more.
The British aid package is intended to bolster Zimbabwe's healthcare system, produce clean water, and aid the distribution of food, seeds, and fertilizer. The British aid package, and indeed the positive reception that Finance Minister Biti has received in Washington this past week, would suggest that the West is ready to reward Zimbabwe for the progress it has made in its coalition government, even though that is very fragile. And perhaps also to bolster their MDC, which occupies the finance and the commerce ministries. Some experts suggest that the British aid package might be a preemptive gesture also before Zimbabwe asks for a more comprehensive aid package.